We're on the line right now. He checks in with us weekly on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. It is the Minister of Health for the province of Alberta, Minister Tyler Shandro. Minister, good to have you on again. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Great, awesome. So I guess one of the first things that we'll talk about is we see that the NDP is asking for a public inquiry into the COVID pandemic, and I guess we see so many public numbers available. So I guess with what's out there, what more out there could the government put out for the public's view that maybe for educational purposes that we can learn?
Yeah, good question. And first, we are, I think, more transparent in our disclosure of information than any other province. But also, we did start a review, an interim review of the response to the pandemic that we started in 2020. That report is going to be filed with me soon. I'll be making it public as soon as I've had a chance to look at it. But also, more importantly, we also started, before the pandemic, a review of continuing care. And we know that those folks in continuing care are the most vulnerable to the disease. And we started a review that's being chaired by my colleague, the Richard Godfrey, the MLA for Calgary Fish Creek. He's going to be finishing that work this summer, and it's going to lead up to, I guess, improving the way that we provide care to folks who live in continuing care. And part of it's going to be what we learned from COVID, and making sure that going forward that those folks are protected from any type of virus and a pandemic going forward.
All right, awesome. Now, I know we've been talking about it a lot up here a little bit, but you are on the way back from Slave Lake after spending time with area MLA Dan Williams. Tell us what you were doing up there.
Yeah, we had a great couple days in Slave Lake and High Prairie, meeting with municipalities, meeting with physicians, and we had a great announcement yesterday for the town of Slave Lake, investing, I think, about $5 million in a new EMS station. And they've been asking for over a decade for a new bay. The bay has been working for ambulances in Slave Lake for quite a long time. So for us to be able to announce that investment in their community was fantastic news. It was a wonderful day yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess obviously being able to come up here and talk to some of the Big Lakes counties, you know, councils in High Prairie, and how important is it you as a minister to be able to come out and be able to consult with the municipal politicians on the level, local health officials, to be able to hear some of their stories and some of the things that they're looking for?
It means so much. You know, I think because so many residents through the province, you know, are able sometimes to communicate to their local municipal politicians. So it's a great way for them to give feedback of local communities about services that are provided or not provided in a local facility, to be able to sit down with them, get their feedback, answer the questions. But it's much more important for it to be an opportunity to listen and answer their questions.
All right, awesome. And I know as well that there was an announcement about more rapid tests being distributed to long-term care homes, other places like that. And obviously the rapid test can give you a pretty immediate result, but as we've spoken before, it's maybe not as reliable as as your standard PCR swab test, is it? Is there a little bit of concern with sometimes how the rapid testings may not give an accurate result?
Yeah, we can't use it for diagnosing somebody who is asymptomatic. But what we can do instead is just use it to screen. And so if we screen employees and others as they come in once a week into a continuing care facility, it's a great way for us to use just one more tool to try and keep COVID out of our facilities and protect those folks who are the most vulnerable. Not all of them are able to get a vaccine, so it's important for us to continue to use tools like rapid testing, not for diagnosis, but just as a screening tool, and it's a great opportunity for that.
Okay, great. Also, as well, we understand that this quarter is almost ending, and we know that the vaccine distribution, or at least the contracts with Ottawa, we're going to get you these amount of doses by the end of the first quarter. Maybe there may not be consistency in the delivery, but that's what they're going to do. So with this quarter nearly ending, are you at least have some expectations or indications from the federal government that vaccine distribution will be more maybe streamlined and predictable in the next quarter, or is it one of those I'm crossing my fingers and hoping for the best?
For Pfizer, it will be more predictable, with a big asterisk since the rug was pulled out from under us in February. But we are getting numbers that are more predictable for April. That's good news for Pfizer. We still have a lot of unpredictability with Moderna and AstraZeneca. But for Pfizer, we'll have more predictability. It's just the frustrating thing is, you know, we're running a marathon to get everybody wants a vaccine. And, you know, we started the marathon, as it were, an hour and a half late. And that's the frustrating thing, that we should have done this, started these vaccines in February and in March rather than the last week of March and throughout April.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And also as well, a positive news on that one is we saw from the University of Alberta that a made-in-Alberta vaccine at the U of A has been approved for clinical trials. And do you know much about this? And how exciting is it that this could be a made-in-Alberta solution, as we've talked about, healthcare security, vaccine security, in the case where maybe, like the federal government from years ago, maybe let this one go?
Well, it is exciting. We have here in Alberta, Dr. Howie, who is a Nobel Prize-winning scientist, and for his work on viruses and the virology institute that they have in Edmonton, so a great way for us to leverage that expertise and for us to look at other ways for us developing domestic supply in Alberta and in Canada. And so, really excited to see where this goes. I know it will take time, but just really proud of the amazing scientists that we have in Alberta moving this forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, I want to say this because I was tuned into the Town of Peace First Council meeting on Monday night, and MLA Dan Williams was there to answer questions for council. And one of the things at the end, one of the more senior members of council, the longest member of that council, got his vaccine shot along with his spouse over the weekend, or last week, and had beamed with glory about how AHS and the government has done a great job in rolling out the vaccine. I believe number two in terms of efficiency in all of Canada, or number three. So is it at least nice to know that it's being recognized around the province, and also as well that obviously the rollout program has been very successful so far, and it's more about a matter of if you get the juice more than distributing it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic feedback to get. A great story. My dad had his first shot in March. I think my mom's is actually today. She's younger than my dad by just one year. So he's 75, 74, so she had to wait until today to get hers. My dad's second shot is going to be coming in a couple of weeks. And I think for all of us, to see our parents and those who are the most vulnerable getting their vaccines and seeing these stories is just really heartwarming.
Yeah, no doubt about it. My parents back in Montreal, they got their first shots, still waiting on the second one, but my dad says, he likes to tell people he's 59 U.S., so that's how he kind of says his age. That's how he kind of describes his age, but obviously as somebody who lives near, very close to a long-term care home, we obviously both realize the importance of that. But also, I guess that now that you had a chance, you're up in Slave Lake. I got to ask you on a personal level, Tyler, how'd you like the community in the area after like having a chance to go around and take a look?
Loved it. And the people are so amazing and welcoming and genuine. We stayed the night at the Divine Inn, and the folks there were just the hospitality of the town and the rural municipalities. Everyone wanted to show us. Everyone's so proud of their community. It was an amazing trip. I loved it.
So I guess in saying that, though, at some point, you know, there's some nice sights up there along the lake. You ever see yourself maybe coming up at some point in the summertime when things are more relaxed for a camping trip, or?
I do. Yeah, no, absolutely. Last year, we didn't get a chance to do that because we were sitting in the legislature right up until the 31st. I didn't see much of my family last year, but this year, definitely some Alberta road trips with me and the family in the works.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some of that going on, Mick, so I will probably, up for me, I got to go and see some of the southern parts of the province, so that's kind of on my bucket list this summer, to go and see some of the south, and then maybe here we'll give each other an evaluation of each other's areas later on. Yeah, exactly. We'll compare notes, although I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of biased about rural northern Alberta. I have to admit that. I don't know, I got to be objective as a reporter, but when it comes to rural northern Alberta, I may not be the most objective person. It's God's country up here. Minister, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. This is Minister Tyler Shandro, the Minister of Health for the province of Alberta, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.